Hey, Mike. Very good. I remember when we lived down in the Coldwater area, they would test the tornado sirens. I think on Sundays. I think that was the day they checked them. But it's good to be prepared. That's for sure. So nice of you to check in. And we got you down as one and done. 89NN, John with no H. Take it away.
AB9NN, John with no H, and 1 mile east of Beulah, Michigan. And good evening to everybody on the net. Good to hear a bunch of people checking in. And I had an interesting event this week. I was checking out the APRS.fi see where Jane was making her way to her various goings on during the day. And I happened to notice that the county's repeater was not on the APRS map. They had a digipeater that typically showed up and wasn't on there. So I got that over to Bob, and he asked me to check the repeater and see if the repeater was online via RF, via my 2 meter 70 centimeter radio. And so I checked this repeater, which is what I thought he was talking about, and I went back and told him, yeah, it was on. And he said, well, it's on the 447.60, I think it is, or 442.60 repeater. And I didn't have that programmed into the radio, so I had to quick pull up a Google cheat sheet and figure out how to program the a new repeater into my radio. I didn't want to go through my RT systems software and do the whole disk update. I just wanted to do it directly through the radio's interface. So I was able to get that done and was able to raise the repeater and kerchunk it and verify that the repeater was working, but the APRS side of it wasn't. So anyway, Bob got up to the repeater station and found that the TinyTrack 4 device needed to be rebooted, which that happens to mine too. Every once in a while, I'll have to unplug it from the USB port and plug it back in, and it'll recycle the device, and then it'll start acting normally again. So hasn't done that in quite a while now that I think about it. So anyway, that was the rabbit hole that I ran down. So that's about it for me. Back to net control for maybe 9, and then John and Beulah.
Okay, very good. Rabbit holes can be tricky, that's for sure. So, well, anyway, let's see. We got Larry coming up, WNAP, and then I'm going to take a short standby to see if there's anybody else would like to join the net. Take it away, Larry.